Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conclave Radio,
episode 15. Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations to you, sir.
Congratulations to you, sir.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations, 15 episodes. Who would have thunk it?
Not me.
Not me either.
I figured we'd be going downhill like after 10.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. But look, we're still going strong.
We are.
And we're broadcasting from our studio.
From our studio.
That may not be our studio for much longer.
Nope. We're just upgrading every time.
The movement is so strong that we can't even be contained in our new studio. We have to go to a new studio.
We've been talking to everyone at the church, the people who can pull the strings, and we might just get in an actual studio.
An actual studio with even better microphones and equipment.
Bigger room, actual panels where you can hear us.
Oh, my goodness.
Think about a radio podcast where you can actually hear us.
People won't know what to think when they can actually hear us really, really, really clear.
Yeah, it's like a golden voice every week.
Wow. I would love to have a golden voice every week, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yes. So welcome, episode 15. We're glad you decided to join us. We have a special guest. We will welcome him in just a moment. We are glad that he's with us. Casey, how's your week been?
It's been pretty good. It's just another week in the life of a college student.
Yep. Tell me about it. Oh, wait. Well, I'm not in college, but yes, I understand.
Yeah. I can tell you about it.
Good classes?
Yeah. Pretty simple, you know. Drawing, learning.
Yes. More drawing or more learning?
Probably more learning, I guess.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, Greg's not your teacher anymore, so you are much more learning.
But I am still learning from him every day.
You are?
Yeah.
That's good.
How has your week been, though?
You know, it's been good. It's been a little more normal as opposed to week past with the snowmageddon and such.
Yeah. It's a normal week now.
Yes.
Interesting.
I am basketball coach, and our team, Michael's team, won first game last night.
Yes.
We were pretty excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. They played a good game. We play again on Friday. I think had we lost yesterday, I would start looking for people to start taking their legs out during the game. I was going to start headhunting, but luckily we won, and everything's good. So, yeah, it's been a great week. Lots to recap today from our last week. It was preview upcoming weeks. And we have a special guest. So that means the return of Random Questions segment,
yes.
Five Random Questions. So let's bring on our guest now. This is his first appearance on Conclave Radio. Let's welcome Chase Golan. Chase, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Absolutely amazing. Especially
that is wonderful. Oh, well,
so
thank
Chase.
You. Episode 15. This is getting huge, guys.
I mean, who wants to be on episode one? I mean, episode one is pretty good, but 15. I mean, that's a remarkable one to be on, right? That's very memorable.
I agree. I honestly, it's very hard for me to be able to get on these things. So if I screw this up, I won't have 30 other chances to be on Conclave Radio, like people we don't mention.
Exactly.
Oh, it's okay. We screw up every week and we're still on the
That's
show.
That's true. And one of the great things about having Chase on the show is sometimes we have a guest and we'll say, well, we're sure you listen to all the episodes, and they just laugh like, oh, yeah, like I'm on the list of all the episodes. Chase has probably listened to almost all the episodes. Is that true?
I would say I've listened to 95% of them. If you can – I'm not sure exactly how to divide 14 in my head, but – we've had 14. But
that's a lot.
I think it's
each of them.
Favorite guest, Chase. Who's your favorite guest that we've had on the show?
Favorite guest? I would probably say Emily. She really rocked at her week.
She was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, Emily was good. Emily was good. We'll have to have Emily again. Fun fact, we actually had Emily on twice.
Yeah.
One episode no one heard because our technology failed us. Or I failed
us. Oh, yeah.
Due to complications.
Yeah. So, Chase, as you know, we normally kind of start the show off by kind of recapping the week was. And for those of our conclavians that listen in Alaska or Norway,
Philippines,
hello.
Anywhere.
Yes, hello, international listeners.
For the ones in Norway, a hi son to you. That is Norwegian for hello.
Whoa.
Wow.
Bonus points for Chase.
I'm amazed. I'm speechless.
The bar has been raised already. So so for people who don't know, Chase is helps lead worship for us on Sunday nights. He plays the guitar and does a great job, might I add.
Very much.
And so, Chase, we're just excited to have you. So let's recap the week that was. We had a good time. It was we had fun pizza night. I got a good picture of all the pizzas. And so then this funny thing, Chase, you may not even know about it. Chase goes, because everybody was trying to be all sneaky about this, about my birthday, right?
Oh, yes.
And Chase goes, well, I tell you, Chase, just go ahead and just go ahead and tell the people what happened at that point when you got my attention and asked me to go with you.
Well, I was asked by some other conclavians that I needed, or I was told by other conclavians that I needed to distract Clint for a bit. And me being just, you know, as brilliant as I am, I came up with something just right on the spot to distract him. So I decided, hey, I'm going to take Clint outside. So I take Clint outside and take him behind my car, and I ask him about this rock that was in the Metro parking lot. And if you don't know, if you don't go to Metro, for our listeners way out in, you know, Norway or whatever, the Metro parking lot is completely gravel. So I just picked up a random rock.
Well, the gym parking lot is all gravel,
yeah.
Right? Yes.
Yes. We're not that poor of a church, but we can afford a nice parking lot except for near the gym. So I asked Clint to examine this rock, and we spent about 5 minutes, and then there was a little pump outside, and I asked him if he ever, you know, just read the writing on the pump, and it was a Worthington pump or something, and I was like, wow, almost like Worthy, you know, trying to make church references, but
yeah. We discussed whether the rock could have been from David's time, but you told me that it couldn't have been because David used smooth stones and these were jagged stones. So it clearly couldn't have been from David's time. Yeah.
No, not
so
at all.
So nothing suspicious about that at all, Casey. I mean, you know, nothing at all.
It's a pretty normal conclave Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, hell, let's go outside and look at rocks. I mean, you know.
There have definitely been weirder instances.
Probably so. So came inside and everybody surprised me, had this huge cookie that said happy birthday Clint on it. Everybody sang to me, but it was, I've heard better happy birthday songs if I'm being completely honest. I don't think y'all put your heart into it.
Some of you did.
Chase, I believe you sang, did you not?
No, I did not sing. I was actually using the bathroom and I heard everyone start singing and I was like, well,
oof,
darn, I guess I'm not doing, I guess I'm not making
that was,
it to that.
That sure was rude of them not to include you in the birthday song.
After you distract him with rocks, you can't even sing happy birthday.
What a slap in the face. But nevertheless, we carried on. We had a good night of worship. Week two of having Hunter playing percussion. And, of course, Hunter is also a faithful listener to the show.
Oh, I found out what the name of that instrument was.
I did as well. Tell everybody what it's called.
I was about to tell y'all.
A cajon?
I believe so.
Now, Hunter told me it's called a box drum.
Well, then I talked to Greg.
Oh, he's off the grid.
Yes, and it is pronounced cajon. And then he told me cajon just means in Spanish box drum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Hunter doesn't know the native tongue.
I guess
and
not.
So he texts me, because that's how I always know that he listens to the show, because he texts me at random times in the morning.
Well, because he heard Greg say that too, and he had a surprised look on his face.
Like, yeah. Well, he texts me, I think, Monday morning or Tuesday morning this week, and it just said, it's a box drum, with a drum emoji, of course.
So, the last episode I was listening to.
Hunter playing the box drum.
I was literally yelling at my phone while listening to y'all on last episode what it was.
You were screaming, it's called a box drum, it's called a box drum?
Yeah, I was called a cajon. And
cajon.
What's bad is,
So have you enjoyed having a percussionist with the band now?
Oh, it has been awesome. I very much enjoyed it.
It adds a nice little touch, don't you think?
It does.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I don't know if everyone else is fans. But.
Everyone is. I believe everyone started saying it is now required.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was good. Then we went into week two of our series of the Losers Club. This week we talked about John the Baptist and learned some things we didn't know about or refreshed our memory and talked about how he was the thing that really – and I'd love to hear y'all's opinion. I know Casey slept through some of it.
No.
But you know, the thing that I liked the most about him was how just unashamed he was about his faith, you know, and I'm so guilty. I got convicted of sometimes maybe watering down the truth for people, or I might kind of make a joke about things that's going on in their lives instead of just saying, hey, what you're doing is wrong, you know, and not in a condemning way, but just in a out of love.
Right.
You know, what is it that stood out to y'all about the lesson that you remember, at least, Casey?
Well, I mean, a couple of things, because I remember you talking about his message and how he would go up to priests and the men of God, and his whole message to them would just be repent.
Correct.
Which is you know, a big thing for men of God, you know, teachers and priests like that, and this crazy hobo man who.
Right. Rob Zombie meets Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would come up to priests and preachers and just say, repent.
Repent.
And how much that people back then would accept someone like that, some crazy bearded man walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And then nowadays, obviously, we throw a nickel his way and keep walking.
Exactly. Chase, what do you think?
Definitely how he was just completely unafraid and unashamed to share his message with literally anybody. Anybody who you know, knew was in the wrong. He was like, you need to repent right now. And also, I had never really read about John the Baptist. You know, all I'd ever heard was, hey, he baptized Jesus, and then his head was cut off, you know. So, you know, hearing that he was this guy that had long hair, never drank or did anything like that, probably looked extremely weird. Like Casey said, you just throw a nickel at him and keep driving. You know, that's really incredible that a guy like that would go up to a priest and just say, hey, you need to repent right now, and just be completely unafraid or unashamed about it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that really impacted me, probably, I was convicted about how ashamed he was.
Right.
The thing that really impacted me was about how Jesus took the death of John the Baptist, you know, and it, you know, when you say, Jesus says you're the greatest man that ever lived. You know, that kind of raises the bar, you know, and I kind of think, my goodness,
that's a very big
pedestal. Yes. Yeah, and I'm thinking, man, I'm really missing it, you know, and it really challenged me this week to just step it up and just be like, you know, what's more important, you know, a little uncomfortableness or people's eternity and me just obeying God, you know, and so that's something that I really need to work on. All right, so let's, before we go to previewing this upcoming week, which is going to be a great week, Chase, it is that time of the show. The time by which, as you know, because you listen to, as you say, 95% of episodes, this is the way in which you are judged as a guest on the show. It is time for five random questions. Are you ready, Chase?
I hope so.
Okay, so, and as you know, there's five questions. Casey always gets to go first, so I will leave it over to Casey for question number one.
All right, we're going to start it. Obviously, it's a little random, a little more random. What piece of technology brings you the most joy?
Probably my PlayStation 4, just because it can do so many different things. I can play my favorite games on it, and I can watch Netflix, Hulu, anything I want to on it. So that would probably be the one thing that brings me the most joy.
Yeah, I'm an Xbox gamer, but I'm gonna have to agree with just like, you know, video game consoles in general. I think everyone needs one. You know?
Yeah
I agree.
Yeah, I'm not an Xbox, so I'm also a PlayStation 4 guy.
Well, yeah. I got a PS4 for Christmas.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
But so. You're still an Xbox.
Yeah, I'm loyal.
I understand. All right, so Chase, pretty good answer there. We've asked this question more for some other people. I find it a very interesting question. What is your going to bed routine?
Going to bed. More recently, it has been I take a shower, brush my teeth, put on my jammy jams, and then I will put on my Crest White Strips, which I've been using since Christmas because I got some for Christmas. I don't know if Chris is sponsoring us yet or not, but I'm trying to get them to.
They should be, right?
They should. Well, as soon as they see you guys pearly whites, they're going to love you.
Yeah.
So,
well, I have
and then I put those on.
No, go ahead. You can finish.
I put those on. You got to wear those for 30 minutes. So I'll just watch something random on Netflix. And as soon as 30 minutes is up, I take them off. And then I usually listen to while I'm going to sleep or, you know, just trying to get in the mood for sleep. I know this is probably bad that I'm trying to sleep during this, but there's about three or four like random preachers spread throughout the United States that I'll download their podcast each week and I'll listen to that as I'm going to sleep. So that's my going to sleep thing that I do every night. I'll listen to somebody preaching that I like.
Chase Golan, this is why you and I are kindred spirits. I bet I do that 2 to 3 times a week, my friend. 2 to 3 times a week.
Wow.
Sorry. Does Conclave Radio end up being one of those that you better sleep to?
It better not be, Chase.
No, I have not fallen asleep to Conclave Radio ever. Usually that's on the days that it comes out, which is usually a Tuesday, we'll listen to it on the following, whatever day it comes out, I will listen to it on the following day during my lunch break.
Oh,
that, yeah, that's good.
Appointment
that's
listening
what a lot of
right
people
there.
Do, but I'm,
yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. All right, so you've done two questions. As you know, Chase, the third question, the hump question, and this is the one that really determines how the rest of this is going to go, as you know. So question three, Casey, here we go.
It's all downhill, but it's all worth the point.
It is all about this one. Here we go.
What is your favorite sounding word?
My favorite sounding word? Probably onomatopoeia.
It has a lot of syllables.
Yes, and I don't know why it's my favorite, but I just say that all the time. Well, I don't say it all the time.
What does that mean?
But
that's onomatopoeia is actually an English term.
Yes, it is.
Now, what English term? I totally forgot.
I have forgotten also. I learned it in like 7th or 8th grade, and ever since then, I have just loved that word, and I have no idea what it means anymore.
Another educational term that sounds like that, is osteoporosis.
Oh, that's a great word.
Yeah. Not the best thing, but a great word.
Brittle bones is not something to be fun about. It's like plethora. See, that's one of my favorite words is plethora. It just sounds good coming off the tongue, you know. Plethora.
Plethora.
Plethora. That means, like if you said, like random superhero knowledge, you know lots of that.
Yes.
So you are a plethora of superhero knowledge or Batman knowledge. You are a plethora.
It's true.
Yes.
I'm a historian.
Yeah, it's a great word. I encourage you to use it. So, all right, very good, Chase. All right, here we go. What do you think you are good at but are actually quite bad at?
That's almost an unanswerable question.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I think he has an answer. What do you think you are good at but are actually quite bad at?
Probably, I'll just group it together because there's a few sports that I think I'm good at that I'm just awful at once I start playing up against other people. So probably just sports in general.
Now I'm going to throw a flag here, Chase, because we just played basketball together. And we all know that you are a very competent basketball player. So what kind of sports are you really talking about here?
Okay, well, Clint, did you see me shoot at all while we were playing basketball?
I didn't see you shoot outside a whole lot. You shot a lot inside because the man can
jump. And I missed those two.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm the same way. I can't shoot a basketball for my life.
Really?
It's impossible.
And bringing up Hunter again, Hunter said, I didn't know Chase was so competitive. He said he's pretty
good. Well,
that
doesn't mean good. Competitive doesn't mean good.
Compliments for Hunter. Speaking of, we have Hunter on the show. Have you noticed we keep talking about Hunter
like
a lot?
Yeah, the second one we've brought him up.
Yeah, and we're going to have Hunter on the show. All right, so question five. You're almost home, Chase. Here we go.
All right. What are you really happy about being terrible at?
Oh, man.
What's something
wow.
you are bad at and you're glad you're bad at it, is another way of saying it.
Probably, and I hope nobody does this because I'm probably going to feel bad, but I'm really glad that I'm bad at Call of Duty because I feel like it would consume my life if I were good at it.
I have to 100% agree.
Do you play Call of Duty also?
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anymore because I'm horrible at it.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah. I like the more strategic games.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I don't get to play a whole lot of games anymore, but when I do, I've always played a lot of Maddens, sports games, the wrestling games.
I think I'm even worse at sports games. I can't figure them out.
Oh, I love the sports games. I also played Metal Gear back in the day.
Yes.
Love Metal Gear. And then me and Michael are now playing Rocket League.
Oh,
yeah. You know about Rocket League?
I love Rocket League.
Yes, I have enjoyed Rocket League. Mm-hmm. Chase, have you played Rocket League?
I have played Rocket League, never online, just against computers. I'm afraid to play people online. I've seen videos on Facebook.
Well, not online, like me and Michael will play each other.
Oh, it gets competitive online, I'll tell you that.
But now we're getting to the point now, in sports games, I still dominate. Like,
right.
I'm still the man against my kid. But in Rocket League, he legitimately beats me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's not even close. Like, he says, I'm tired of playing you because I destroy you, and he's 10 years old. Like he talks smack, and I'm quite proud of it. But like, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna win this time. And he's like, no, you're not.
Him in an online match and see when he starts crying.
Yeah, that's probably what I should do.
Yeah.
All right, so let's. We just got a few minutes left. Let's preview the upcoming week and a few announcements we need to make. This week we'll be continuing on with our loser club series. Yes, we'll be doing that. So you all want to join us for that. I think we're going to have some guest conclavians with us this week. So that's exciting. We'll have more free food,
of course.
Worship. So looking forward to that. And then two big things is happening this month that are actually in February. We're almost in
February.
It
feels like we're in
February.
It does.
It does. We're almost there. So February 4th, that's in really a week and a half now. So this upcoming Sunday, we have regular conclave. The Sunday following that is Super Bowl Sunday. And conclave is having a big Super Bowl party in the Youth Commons, right where we normally have conclave. We'll have the games on the televisions in the Youth Commons.
Mm-hmm.
We will we'll be playing basketball, playing board games. We're going to have a touchdown celebration dance contest. So we'll be letting people get together in groups like they are in the NFL. You come up with a celebration like you scored a touchdown.
Oh, man.
And there'll be a prize for the group that, or team or person that has the best end zone.
I'm not good at getting touchdowns, but I'm good at dancing.
You can do the no touchdown required, but the dancing is all you have to do.
Right on.
Yeah. And Casey, Chase, I don't even know this. Casey really wants the Losers Club patch.
Yeah, he
have
posted
you seen the patch?
He posted a picture of it online. I assume he just got it online.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really
It does look pretty cool. If you could get like a fighter pilot's outfit and just put that patch on there instead, I think you would rock it, Casey.
I'm down.
And he's wearing a jean jacket
right
now, everybody. I can see you wearing it on the jean jacket.
I'm willing to try. I've been experimenting with style.
You're going a little 80s tonight because you're going jean jacket and Guns N' Roses
t-shirt.
Have you
noticed that? I'm a little rock and roll nowadays.
Yep.
But I'm not a rebel, guys. It's okay.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm a child of the 80s. 1980, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So that's
1998.
Okay.
So I'm a little behind you.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Yeah, you were the Backstreet Boys generation when you were born. They were rocking it
that's
hard.
You want to know my first words?
What?
With the hand motion, my first words were bye, bye, bye.
Oh, my goodness. I was in college.
That's insane.
That is insane. I know, but just that generation.
Oh, okay.
Sad times. All right, so February 4th, big Super Bowl party. And then February 17th, the event that everyone is talking about, the big Conclave Winter Formal.
The Winter Formal. I'm very excited.
Fun fact, Casey is the one that really birthed the idea, him and Emily, really, right?
We were
sitting in the front row of Conclave, Lisa's talking, and you and Emily start talking. We're like, wouldn't that be awesome?
Because
I think we first thought like a Valentine's.
Yeah, you
want to
do a Valentine's party. People took the word Valentine's a little too harshly.
Right.
So we decided to turn it to a winter formal.
The week just didn't work out for scheduling it. So it's going to be on the 17th, 6 o'clock in the Commons upstairs. Everyone's going to be dressing up real nice. We're going to have Food is going to be provided. We're
going
we're having live entertainment. So this will be the night of all nights when we get dressed up tonight. Chase, what do you plan on wearing, or is that a surprise?
I am definitely suiting up for this.
Well, I'm telling you, I think there'll be lots of pictures that will need to be made that night.
Oh, yeah. You might just need to roll the red carpet.
If we could find red carpet, that would be so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find out if we can find some red carpet. Does our church have any red carpet?
I'm pretty sure. We did it once.
Yeah. I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
Because how cool would it be if you entered the church and had red carpet all the way to where we are?
Because we actually did that very thing at a Fuel Awards back in the day.
I will find out. So. I will effort that, gentlemen. I will effort that. All right. So as we get ready to close, we're going to let Casey tell us how connect with us at Conclave. Before we do, Chase, I'm telling you, this might be up there, one of the best episodes we've ever had. You've been a great guest tonight.
You've been amazing. I really enjoyed your answers and your commentary.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And maybe one of these weeks we'll try to work it around your schedule, but since there's an hour between us of distance, then we can find some time to have you live in studio. That would be pretty cool.
Oh, wow. That would be just the greatest treat of all time.
I think so as well.
It would be a treat for us.
Oh, yeah. All on our end, of course. Yeah. Well, Chase, thanks for hanging out with us. You can hang out during the announcements of Casey if you want to, but if not, we will talk to you soon and see you on Sunday.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if you're in the area, you can always join us at Metropolitan Church of God, Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. But if you're not in the area, that's okay. You can always follow us on social media. I believe it's Instagram at @Conclave_Metro. And then we're on Twitter and YouTube at Conclave Metro. You can always, and don't forget to click the subscribe button on iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk, anything like that to catch us. I almost can't talk.
Mouthful.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to know. You're not going to know when the new episode comes out if you're not subscribed.
Exactly.
So you got to go on Stitcher and iTunes, whichever one you use, and hit that subscribe button so you can hear the latest episode.
Exactly. Keep up with Conclave. Come to the services. Learn about the messages. And I believe that's all for episode 15 of
Conclave Radio.